Performing solo means that you have the responsibility of gaining the audience's attention, their care, their affection all the time, constantly. But working with an orchestra is making chamber music. It's easy to get lost in your own virtuoso passages and your own work because, after all, you practice it alone at home. But the most fun performing with an orchestra, working with an orchestra, is to listen to their playing and to be inspired by each individual instrument and what they bring to the work, because it gives you so much, well, it creates beauty in the music. And it's fun to create in the moment and not only recite something that you've learned, a speech that you learned at home, but improvise also in what your ideas are when you're there on stage. Just like you don't enter a place of religion, be it a church, a mosque, a synagogue, without thinking of why you're going there. You don't just open the door and go in. Oh, right, what am I doing here? You have a thought. And I think a concert hall should also take some preparation. It's not just some place you go to be pleased by pleasant music. But I think if you let yourself be taken by the genius of these composers, it will transport you. It will really showcase so much good in the world. It creates its own world, a world of the performer, and in collaboration with the audience, but also your own world as an individual. You can do exactly what you'd like. And I think it offers a very welcome respite as well from the modern world, where we are constantly bombarded by information, by technology. We don't really have a moment for ourselves because we're constantly connected with everybody else. Music connects us only with the people in the room with us at that moment and nobody else. And that's a remarkable thing about art. It's created in the moment and stays only really in that moment, at least in a performance. I can imagine that the effect that Chopin's music had early on is similar to the effect that it has on most audience members. I think he connects with our soul, with our heart, right away. And not only is his music unique and identifiable, you know right away that this is Chopin when you hear it, but it also has a capability to pierce through any armor and go directly to your heart and communicate very easily with audiences. And that's what I remember. One of the first recordings I would listen to as a child would be Zimmermann's interpretation recorded for Deutsche Grammophon of the Chopin 2 piano concertos. And his playing is unique. He does things that are unlike any other pianist. They're completely individual. But his music making really brought so much emotion to me, and I love the fact that Chopin's music can communicate so easily with an audience. One of the things that is true with all composers, but is especially the case with Chopin's music, is that we have an incredible latitude to do what we'd like, to portray our own ideas, and there's infinite possibilities of performance and how you'd like to approach the piece. And with Chopin, really, there's no right or wrong, because there is no tradition. He's unique. There is no other writing like his. So we can't base how to play Chopin off of what came before or what came after. His writing was revolutionary and stands alone in the repertoire. So I think there's no fear. Of course, there's the fear of representing the composer as best as possible, because that's a responsibility. But definitely none that is my playing of Chopin right, because luckily there isn't any right or wrong. The biggest difference, and it's not so much in playing it, but actually in conceptualizing it, because you don't have the full structure of three movements, of 30 minutes of music to get into, to feel emotion, and it's much more compact, especially in these pieces, since they aren't written only in the traditional sonata form, where you have the next position, the development, and the recapitulation. The variations are written in a variation style. The fantasy on Polish air as well as a fantasy, so you have many different concepts. Tverkakovyak maybe follows slightly more the traditional style, but it's also transformed and has this incredible driving force from beginning to finish. So they're quite different in approach because they're all individual. So it takes more time to approach them. But at the same time, I've learned to do that from working with Chopin's many, many small pieces, such as the etudes or the preludes, where you sometimes only are given a few seconds, literally, to get into the piece, say everything you have to say, and finish. And so 15 minutes comparatively seems like a very long time.